Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Legislation around the sale of HHC products is expected to be brought to government very shortly. It comes as the HSE's National Clinical Lead on Addiction Services says new regulations must be robust enough to deal with any future chemical structures of the drug. Figures from the Health Research Board show that 169, mostly young people, sought treatment for problems with the cannabinoid product over the past year and a half. Professor Eamon Keenan is the HSE's National Clinical Lead on Addiction Services and joins me on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So you're hopeful that this legislation will be coming to government, which will regulate the sale of HHC products?
Well, the legislation will ban the sale of HHC, I'm hoping. I suppose we're in a scenario now where we're coming up to the summer break for the government, and we really hope that this legislation appears before cabinet before that happens.
And this is important, you say, and we saw the figures yesterday, 169 people seeking treatment. And the big problem here, or one of the problems, is that it is younger people who are using these products and they have a greater impact on the developing brain.
Yeah, I think that's the key issue here. With the figures, it was really good to get the figures from the HRB yesterday. 169 people presented for treatment up to May of this year from 2024-25. But 85%, 86% of those were less than 19 years of age, which is a real concern for us, that young people are presenting to addiction services because of the use of this substance. And that, we have clear evidence of this now. And of course, that's a real problem in terms of what's going to be the longer term impact. We don't know what the longer term impact of HHC is. We do know that cannabis use amongst adolescents increases the risk of mental health problems in later years. So it's very likely that HHC, which appears to be more potent even than cannabis, will have similar effects.
So what is it and what does it do? What's its effect?
So it's a hexahydrocannabinol. It's a semi-synthetic cannabinoid, which is produced from the hemp plant to mimic the effects of the traditional cannabis or THC. And the effects that we see associated with it are mainly related to mental health problems. So people may feel anxious, they may feel confused. We've seen depression, and in some cases we've seen psychosis emerging because of the use of this substance. We've had a report in the Irish Journal of Psychological Medicine of two cases of psychosis reportedly associated with the use of HHC. So real effects on mental health of young people.
And they're widely and freely available as things stand without this legislation?
Without the legislation, they were being sold in vape shops. And I suppose I would have some criticism of vendors who are selling this product, knowing that it does have these psychoactive effects, because we've been saying this for quite some time. It's been in the media. You've highlighted yourself on your own show, the harms associated with HHC, and yet vendors are continuing to sell the product. So the sooner this product gets banned with the new legislation, the better.
I mean, it's like what we saw with the head shops a number of years ago, and people will remember they featured on Liveline, and that story has been resurrected as Joe Duffy hung up his headphones. Yeah. But I mean, once the loophole is there, they will be sold. It's similar to that situation, isn't it?
I think it's exactly the same scenario that we're facing at this point. We're seeing psychoactive substances being openly sold, and because we don't have the evidence from a chemical or a scientific point of view to say that this is a psychoactive substance, they've continued to sell it. So now we have evidence in relation to presentations to treatment associated with the use of HHC, and really hoping that this legislation gets passed.
Do you think in all cases people who are using these vapes with HHC in them know that they're doing so?
Know that they're taking HHC, but they're sold openly as HHC, so I would have I would expect that people would be aware of that. And I suppose there's another report which came out from the UK just within the last couple of weeks which looked at vape use amongst secondary school students. It went to 27 secondary schools across the United Kingdom, and it picked up discarded vapes, and they analysed them then in laboratories. They analysed over 500 vapes, and in three quarters of the schools and right across the UK, semi-synthetic cannabinoids were identified. So obviously we have a problem with vaping amongst young people, but also vaping of synthetic cannabinoids and the semi-synthetic cannabinoids like HHC.
And these vapes that have HHC in them, do we know, do they contain nicotine as well?
We haven't been able to analyse that, so I can't say for sure that they do at this point. No, mm-hmm. I haven't seen an analysis of it yet.
And what does addiction to HHC, the substance, look like?
Well, as I say, we've been seeing mental health problems more associated with it. And again, this product has only been around for a couple of years, first identified really in 2022. We have no idea what the long-term effects of this are going to be and what impact it can have on both physical and mental health. We do know that people who are using it frequently experience withdrawal symptoms, so therefore there is an addictive element to it. People do feel unwell, and sometimes they report feeling intoxicated with it, even more so than they would feel an intoxication with cannabis. It's a stronger or different intoxication that they're reporting.
Mm-hmm. Which leads to addiction.
It can lead on to addiction, and the fact that people are experiencing withdrawal symptoms absolutely identifies that, yes.
So vaping in general then, I know that we're not fully clear, and you might bring me up to speed with this, we're not fully clear, are we, with the harm that vaping can do or may do?
No, we're not. But I suppose from the HSE perspective, what we're saying is if you've never smoked cigarettes, vaping offers you no health benefit whatsoever. If you do not smoke, do not start vaping. We don't know what the long-term effects from this are going to be. But what we do know is in relation to vaping itself, the problems that we can see are nicotine dependence. We can have sleep problems, where exposure to toxins. We can see people have changes to how their hearts, how their lungs, and how other organs work. So it's clearly causing issues from a physical health point of view and from an addiction point of view. And our big concern, obviously, is that companies are using vaping as a way to get people to take nicotine and end up smoking. And I suppose from the HSE perspective, we're very keen to look at increasing the awareness of the risks and harms associated with vaping and to link that in as well with these synthetic cannabinoids.
Now, we have regulated the sale of vapes to a certain extent. You need a license to sell them. You can't sell them to under 16s. Yep. Have we done enough, do you think?
I think this is an area we have to look at very carefully. We have to do more, I think, because while over the last number of years we had seen a very welcome drop off in the use of in smoking and the use of nicotine amongst our younger people, the vaping has led to an increase in that in the more recent years, and that's a real worry. And I think that's where we need to do more and really form strong information campaigns for targeting young people about the risks and harms associated with vaping as necessary.
Yeah, it's a very short step to go from vaping a bubblegum flavoured vape to taking a HHC product, if as they are now freely available, Eamon.
Yeah.
What is the treatment for a child, someone who is under the age of 18, who presents with HHC addiction? What can be done for that child?
Well, obviously, there's a couple of issues. You'll have to look, first of all, at the addiction element of it. You have to support them coming off the substance. But if they are experiencing mental health difficulties, you'll have to treat those mental health difficulties, whether that's anxiety, whether it's depression, and in some cases, as I say, psychosis, and that might require psychotropic medication to ameliorate the effects and to treat the person when they present. So it's a very serious issue. Needs to be a comprehensive assessment has to be carried out on the young person, and appropriate supports have to be put in place. But also, the family needs support, and I think that's an area that we don't often see, or don't often think about when we're talking about the effects. The family have been dealing with the young person who's been using this substance. They've noticed them becoming unwell. They may not be aware of the problems associated with vaping, with HHC, and they may be at a loss. So you can have parents who are very worried, very concerned about their children. So we would direct them towards our website, drugs.ie, where there is information for parents. We do cannabis, the fact sheet for parents. There's fact sheets on that for parents and how to talk to your young person in relation to substance use and the risks and harms associated with these newer cannabis products. Because quite often people don't realise what the new substances mean. They think that if something is sold legally in a shop, it must be okay.
Well, that's it, isn't it? And that is the problem. Well, we asked the Department of Health about the legislation and they said that it's expected to be brought to government shortly. And when it's complete, HHC will be classified under the Misuse of Drugs Regulations as a Schedule 1 controlled drug and will be subject to all legal provisions that apply to a Schedule 1 controlled drug. There's no timeline there other than shortly, but your hope is that this will be dealt with before the summer recess.
Well, it really has to be dealt with before the summer recess. We've only got a few weeks before the summer recess. I think it's the second or third week in July, and this really needs to come before Cabinet before then. I really hope it does, because by coming before Cabinet before then, we'll get it banned, it'll be taken off the shelves, and less young people will be exposed to harms associated with it.
Eamon, thank you for speaking to us today. That's Professor Eamon Keenan, who's the HSE's National Clinical Lead on Addiction Services.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.